Time to rejoice, right?
Yeah. Of course.
If your heart's right. See verse 14. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Shut up. You know what? If that man was the one bent over, if it was his wife or his daughter or his mother, he would have been rejoicing. Yeah. You want to be wrong with God? Forget what you really are. Forget that you're a sinner who deserves to be in hell. Forget that there's no reason you shouldn't have been born blind or lame. Forget that there's no reason you couldn't have been smashed on the highway like that guy who now can't walk. Brother Charlie Wednesday gave us a praise report of God's protection of him out on the interstate. And I was telling him, they drove through Cincinnati coming this way from the Ark. When we were going that way through Cincinnati to the Ark, we about got blown over by a tractor trailer. And if I hadn't hit my brakes, I might not be here right now. Well, what happened? I believe there's times God intervenes. I don't believe in the guardian angel thing the way it's sold by Hollywood and all that, but I believe in angels.
Amen.
Amen.
And I think one of the neatest things about Judgment Day, we stand before the Lord, is for Him to tell us all the times where an angel stood in.
Amen.
And so, in this case, this lady, she's going right to the top. And she is healed by Jesus. And anybody right with God would be saying, praise the Lord. What a wonderful thing. No, he's going to bring up technicalities. Sanctimonious, self-righteous, and self-centered. This is what you get from the people when it's all about me.
Yeah.
What about me and my needs, says our dog, Cammy. But you know, dogs are supposed to think like that. You're not a dog. You're supposed to be a saint. We're all saints in Christ. We're to be God's children. But the world is full of such people, amen? Now, I'm going to say, oh me, I've been there. I've been that guy on occasion. Churches are full of such people, by the way. We're not just talking about the big bad world out there. As a matter of fact, I've seen more in the church than about there. And it's funny, you know, the church will be wanting to do something really important and everything, and then you have this guy stands up and, well, according to Robert's Rules of Order, you know, and then the business meeting blows up and people are yelling at each other, and the guy goes and runs and gets his pitchfork, and you know. True stories. Those things have happened. Ought not be, amen? So Jesus lets him have it. I love it. Read verse 15 again with me. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? A guy's cow gets thirsty and he'll break the Sabbath. The ruler is treating this woman worse than he treats his animals. I think there's a lot of people like that. And I'm all for you. If you ever come to my house, you'll think we're crazy the way we treat Cammy. Amen. Because I mean, Jesus has been there, you know. But let me tell you something. We know she's an animal, and you know we're not going to spend money on an air-conditioned doghouse or you know things like that. Whenever you know what we want to do is take care of our family. We want to give to the Lord first and foremost in His work. We want to do the things that need to be done. So you got to be careful how you treat your animals. You better treat them good. I mean, I think God will get you. You abuse animals. And I think there's something wrong with a person who abuses an animal, by the way. There's something real wrong with you. But you should treat animals as well as you would any guest in your house, you know. But I better be careful. I mean, we treat ours like family. I don't want to be a liar up here, you know. We treat ours like family. And I know somebody else who does too. I mean, how many of you post pictures of your animal on your social media? No one, hardly anybody cares. You know, And you might catch them doing something real cute, and they'll be like, "Oh, that's pretty good." But the rest of the time, I'm like, "Oh, come on." You know? But you know what? Treat your animals like that. But you ought to be treating human beings as good or better than that. Amen? And here this guy, there's something wrong with him. So the verse 16 says, he's continuing to rip this guy. "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, 18 years, shouldn't she be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? I'll come back tomorrow." I mean, can you imagine Jesus, if that story has, and she comes to Jesus and Jesus says, "You know, we got a few hours yet. I'm going to go get a coffee. And we'll come back and take care of this. Meet me here about dawn." I mean, why would you do that to somebody? That's what he wanted done. And Jesus says, "You're crazy if you think this woman shouldn't be healed just because it's the Sabbath day." That's what I say.
Amen.
Don't you just love Jesus?
Amen.
He's not like these people. Religion has destroyed a lot of people. Religious politics and church politics have destroyed people.
Yeah.
Every once in a while someone asks me, "Do you ever have business meetings?" And I'll say, "Not until I want to split the church." You know, we've had a couple meetings. I remember one, I love kind of playing. I've got good news and bad news. First, the bad news is we're no longer going to be meeting here at Sharon Hall. The good news is because we're moving down the street. See? And I said, all the ayes say, I forget how to do that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, there's the door. That's how we have a business meeting. No discord, no division. Amen? But if you start getting involved in crazy nonsense, you'll have your problems, you know. And the Southern Baptists, I love Southern Baptists. I was an associate pastor in a Southern Baptist church. I don't hate them. I don't like the way they do things, is what I'm saying. They got a committee for everything.
Yeah.
And the committee has to have a head who then goes to a board. And then the board has to vote and then take it back to the committee. And the committee has to then confirm it. And then it has to go to the whole board, the board of elders or deacons, everything. They have to vote on it. And then the pastor's like the president. And he has veto powers if he'd like. And all this politics. I mean, churches should not be run like Washington, D.C. God forbid.
Amen.
But that's how most churches are, denominational especially. It's just a fact. Most of the non-denominational, they go too far the other way and get crazy. But you have to strike that, you know, devil's in the extremes, as strike that middle there, you know. So Jesus put them to shame, and that's exactly what you and I should do. You know, if you have somebody like this guy you're dealing with, he didn't scream at him. He didn't throw things at him. He just point blank told him the truth. He said, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself." And there's a time to do that, folks. I mean, that's not your ministry. That's not your calling, and it's not a spiritual gift. So don't make it a habit. But once in a while, you might have to speak up and say something. And what you're doing is defending true Christianity when you do that. Rick? Instead of a clinic.
He did it again, like all the
other open things. Sabbath, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like,
right.
Like I should have known. Wow,
yeah.
Doing some
yeah.
That's your regular.
And, you know, people act like they don't have common sense, but, you know, I think everybody would admit before God that they know that's the case.
Yeah.
You know, just like on Sundays. If you have to work, you're not breaking the Sabbath. If you don't have to work, you shouldn't work on Sunday because this is the day we gather, and you're not supposed to forsake the gathering of ourselves together. And God set a principle down for all of us. You need a day off.
Amen.
We're not saying you shouldn't have a day off. We're saying you should. What you don't do, though, is make it a law. What you don't do then is use it to punish people with it. And there are churches who, because of building situations and everything, Friday was their day. Others on Saturday nights. But they're not saying you have to meet on Saturday, and it's a Sabbath. So there's no problem with it. But whatever day it is that your church can meet, 9 out of 100 Christian churches can and do meet on Sunday, so you should do what you can to be here. But if you have to work, don't think that God's going to, you know, send a lightning bolt. But that's between you and God, and you know if you have to. If you don't have to, you ought to be here. Amen?
Amen.
So let's close there, verse 17. And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. And folks, read that close. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. That is what we will do for all of eternity.
Amen.
We are going to rejoice for all the glorious things that were done by him.
Amen.
And it's going to take forever. Psalm 5:11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Psalm 105:3. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Amen? So let's close with a look at the future. One last place. Revelation 19. Revelation chapter 19. And beginning in verse 5. And just for context, verse 3 says, again, they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And verse 4, and the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. This is heaven, a scene in heaven. Now, beginning verse 5, read 5 through 7 with me. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. You're going to say that. Get practice.
Amen.
Yeah, warm. You're going to say that.
Amen.
And you're going to say that throughout eternity. You're going to be praising the Lord for all that he's done. I just sometimes sit there and realize, as much as I try, as hard as I try, I really never grasp it the way I believe we should.
Amen.
Of what Jesus has done for us. And yes, we're not in heaven yet, but we're as good as there.
Amen.
We are seated in heavenly places.
Amen.
The only thing, it's just as good as done when God says something. And God has said, you are saved. You are his child. You are sealed unto the day of redemption. You are already seated in heavenly places. You are already a child of God. You have a rendezvous with destiny based on the work of Christ and what he has done. You and I, if you're saved this morning, you and I are going to live forever.
Amen.
And we are going to be with him in a place where there is no more sin. There is no more heartache. There are no other women bowed down and unable to be lifted up. There are no more blind. There are no more lame. There are no more COVID pandemics. There are no more cancers. There are no more. You just fill in the blank and sit there someday. We sing a song, Count Your Many Blessings. Sometimes I just like to count all the things that aren't going to be in heaven. And it's amazing to think about. Eye hath not seen, ear heard, nor the mind of man imagine what the Lord has for us. But I like to try. Amen.
Sweetest name.
To close with the Lord's Supper, and I ask Charlie if you're able to help me out here, and Dre, if you're able to help me. Dre, you take the bread, and Charlie, the cups, huh? Jenny's just going to play, and stand there just for a minute. And these gentlemen will bring around the bread and the cup as we take unleavened bread, sinless sacrifice of Jesus Christ, no leaven, pierced for our sins, broken on our behalf. He that knew no sin became sin for us.
Amen.
Broken on that cross, shedding His blood as full payment for sin. As they bring this around, you take time between you and the Lord and you meditate on what we're doing. We're observing a remembrance of His death and shed blood for your sin. Just make it personal. Your sin. I'll make it personal. My sin. Let's go ahead. I'm gonna grab a couple of cups from Charlie real quick. Thank you. Now, as they give you this in 1 Corinthians 11:27, and 28 says, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup." So I just want you to take a moment. Are you far from God? Is there something in your life that you know you're in rebellion with God? Of course, first and foremost, no one should partake if you're not a born-again child of God. So right now is the time. Take a moment. Confess your sin to God, not to us. And He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That can happen any time, any day, including right now. Before we partake, I'll give you just a couple of minutes, to examine yourself before the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 11, beginning verse 23, Paul writes, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me.'" After the same manner also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come." In remembrance of His shed blood, His death on the cross, we are saying that we believe He rose from the dead, and we believe He is coming again.
Amen. Amen.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love, at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages for Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold, not a mite would I withhold. On the last, Take my love, my God, I pour. At thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever.